Hey guys, welcome back to episode 5 of KB and the Boys season 6. Got all the boys here with me via Zoom. Gentlemen, how are we doing?
Good, KB, good.
What's up?
Good to have everyone back after took a week off last week. Me and Carter probably needed it. Regroup. We went minus 4.8 last time we were on here. So we're now minus 1.57. Nick, Colby, and Zach went minus 0.11. So they're at plus 8.49.
Just call it what it is. Scratch.
I'm not calling it that. It went negative. Barely, but it went negative. So me and Carter, for locks, we have 1. And it is mortal.
Mortal lock from the boys, huh?
Tyson Fury moneyline. I said it to on the podcast a couple weeks ago. Got it at plus 110. Tyson Fury at plus 110 to beat Alexander Usyk this weekend. 9 units.
What are the odds now?
Minus 120 for Tyson Fury. But 9.
About that?
What?
He said, are we feeling good about that?
Yeah, I don't understand the odds. I mean, Usyk's very good, but I think people are reading into too much into Fury and Ngannou, and he looked like shit, but this is a whoever wins this becomes only the 5th ever undisputed heavyweight champion. So you're in the history books if you win this one. So that is 9 to win 9.9 on Tyson Fury. Mortal lock. Never lost one. We're not losing one now, Downing. This goes on your record, too.
Cheering for you guys.
Undefeated. All right, so Colby, Nick, and Zach. I did not write these down, so I hope you guys have what you sent yesterday.
I got them.
Okay, good.
Schmidt, do you want to say yours, or do you want me to?
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead, Schmidt.
I mean, I guess I wasn't pronouncing the guy's name correctly, but who cares?
Schmidt, you pronounce it how you want.
Ludwig Ogberg.
There you go. Good
that
work.
Close?
Yep, close enough.
Close enough. I mean, you know how it sounds or looks, but I got him to place top 20 at minus, I think, 115. Yeah.
And how many units was that?
2 units.
Two. How's he doing? How did he do today? Oh, he's one over.
He's tied for like 50th. So.
No, he's tied for 100 and something.
Far from top 20.
So a little work to do.
Some work to do.
When I checked at noon, it was 50th, but I guess at EOD, not as great.
No, he's tied for 85th.
Yeah, say it right.
What are people at that are in the top 20 currently? Go up minus 4, 5?
3 or 4.
I wonder
what the captain's going to be.
He's only 66 spots away. 65.
I mean, he's pretty much at the cut line right now.
The cut line would be at even if it ended today. So he would have missed the cut.
Schmidt, good thing he'd come out tomorrow, shoot 4 or 5 under, and you're right back in it.
Yeah. There's 156 players in the field.
It's top 70 in ties.
Yeah.
So he's right there.
Yeah, Schmidt, you're not dead.
He's right there. He'll have a big day tomorrow. I mean, he'll go 4 or 5 under tomorrow.
Hopefully he goes 4 or 5 over, but yep. All right, Holmberg, so what were your locks?
All right, my locks were I had 2 1.5 units and 2 2 units. I'll start with the 1.5.
All right.
We've got Bryson top 20 at plus 125.
Top 20 plus 125, okay.
We have Keith Mitchell top 40 at plus 115.
Keith Mitchell, top 40.
Top 40, yes.
Plus 115, okay.
Now to the 2 units, we've got Hideki Matsuyama, top Japanese player, at plus 110.
Hideki, top Japanese. Plus 110?
Plus 110, yes.
Okay. Got that.
And Ben On, top 30, at plus 110.
Okay. That is all of them. All right. Carter, I'm going to let you read out the parlay for the fans at home.
Okay.
panel par- or the team parlays. Colby, Nick, and Zach are 0-2. We are 0-1.
Parlay today.
And we're using a 1U on this.
For this week?
Yep.
We have Chelsea money line. Man United plus 0.5 can't burn us for the fourth straight week. Over 2.5 goals, Man City. Tottenham money line. And Newcastle plus 0.5. That comes out to plus 552.
Yep, so that'll be an extra 1 unit to win 5.52 on that. All right. Well, geez, ton to talk about in the sports world, so we're going to have to jibber-jab for a little bit. College football finally has a date to announce their video, or to release their video game, though.
When's that?
July 19th.
July 19th.
That's when it releases.
We got to get everybody's first play they're running in the first game that they play. What's your first play that you're running?
Back screen.
Getting quarterback involved with quick screen. Don't hate it. I don't hate it.
The read option with the pitch option. Like the triple option?
Yeah, probably a read option with Jalen Daniels. Jalen Daniels and Devin Neal, probably read option. Probably my first play.
Stick and nod, that's a classic.
I love stick and nod. It's a great play.
Four verts.
I also think I'm running some sort of option play. First play back. Have to.
We know Colby's going to go power row. It's the only offense he knows.
Out of the strong.
Out of the strong.
I'm running stretch.
Stretch out of the strong?
Just single back.
Single back stretch?
Yep. That was my bread and butter at UAB back in the day.
Yeah, I cannot wait for that game to come out.
I can't even play as UTSA now because they're going to be too good.
Bro.
I'm left in a new school.
You could rebuild K-State.
There it is.
I have no comeback because it didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I'd love to start my rebuild with Avery Johnson at quarterback.
You know, help rebuild KU Stadium.
They might actually need some extra hands.
Will KU even have a stadium in the new video game, or would we be playing at Arrowhead?
It's a good point, actually.
Okay, what
is it going to be the old stadium?
Is it going to look like the renderings, or is it going to be the old stadium?
I hope they get playing in a grass field out behind the stadium.
Yeah. We're going to be practicing in the lawn.
We'll be playing at Lawrence High.
We'll play in Southwest High School Field 1.
It's a good stadium, though.
FCS Southwest.
I just can't wait to create a player and load myself up with armbands and.
Oh, dude, they're going to have Road to Glory?
Half band.
They have to have Road to Glory.
They're going to have something with the NIL deal.
I haven't even checked an NHL game out.
Holmberg is going to be pissed when we're on our online dynasty and I pay one of his players more than he can and I get a transfer. It's going to be gross. Let Colby build a guy all the way up to about a 91 overall and then I steal him when he's a junior.
How are the playoffs going in NHL? I still haven't looked. Who's up in this series? Holmberg, how are your Stars doing?
We're having a Holmberg Western Conference championship game.
What is that? Stars, Oilers?
Stars, Canucks, baby.
Oh, Canucks. Are they both up?
Yeah.
It's 2-2 in the Canucks, Oilers.
Yeah, they were up 2-1. They lost last game. But Stars were up 3-1. They lost last game. Hopefully they finish it out this weekend.
The Rangers were trying to lose, but they just scored 2 third period goals.
3-3?
Yep.
What's that series?
3-2
they were
Rangers.
Up 3-1, and then it was looking like Carolina was going to force game 7. But I don't know.
What about Florida and Boston? Who's up in that one?
It's 3-2 Florida.
Hopefully the Stars win it for your home break. That'd be cool for your, you know, your...
That would be. I wish I bet on them.
Your hometown guys.
Yeah. The first year of NHL fandom and my team wins, that'd be pretty sweet.
Which one of your team?
Homer. This guy's a homer.
Yeah, Holmberg's gonna have two chances at it if the Canucks and the Stars advance.
It was originally the Stars, and then I kind of got on board with the Canucks.
Need the Mavericks to close it out in Game 6 against the Thunder.
What's the NBA game looking like right now?
Don't know who's playing. I know the Nuggets are up 3-2.
Nuggets are on right now.
They're on now? Yeah. Are the Knicks not on? Knicks must be tomorrow then.
Oh, man. 48-24, T-Wolves.
Oh, wow. Game 7, potentially. That'd be cool. I need the Mavs to close it out. Have a big bet on them to -1.5.
This doesn't even... I mean, it's been a good series, but
the games haven't been competitive.
Every game has been a blowout, hasn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I think the first game was 106-99, but, like, the Wolves were up double digits, like, the entire game.
That's the closest game.
Yep. Celtics ended the Cavs. Knicks and Pacers have been a good series. It's been pretty entertaining, besides the last game. Knicks beat the shit out of them, and then Mavs Thunder... They've been pretty good.
Yeah, those have been good games.
Need the Mavs to win at home. They lose, I'll be very upset.
The Fever. Have you guys been watching any WNBA?
I watched a little bit of her first game, and she did not play very good.
They lost assaulted today.
102 today.
No.
Golly.
Brianna Stewart
made Caitlin Clark her bitch.
There's a reason why they picked first, lost 2 years.
Caitlin Clark at 9 points.
Tough start for her. Yeah.
She's washed.
She should sign for the big three.
She's washed.
You did not say that.
You're an idiot, Schmidt.
Oh, Schmidt, you're funny.
What a fumbled draft pick.
You said you're better than her. You should have just became a tranny and
I could. I
entered yourself into the WNBA.
I've been playing for the Indianapolis Fever, making $70,000 a year.
You're much better than her.
Making how much?
$70,000 a year.
I thought he said $7 a year at first.
Basically.
That's what they pay you.
I'd be working for the Fever and parking cars and in my free time.
How are the Royals doing? Royals still doing good?
Yeah, they're still doing all right.
Division's just tough.
The division has been a lot better than I thought. Can we talk about the Reds, though?
No, it's not.
They suck.
Embarrassing.
When you go on a 9-game losing streak, shit happens.
Only a game and a half back behind the Guardians.
I was told that they were going to win the NL Central, and I put some money on
it. Yeah, hey, there's only 62 games.
They're only 8 back. They've played 43 games.
Hey, they got the Cardinals at the end of May. There's a chance of winning a few.
God, you'd hope.
But they got a 4-game series versus the Dodgers, and then a 3-game series versus the Padres, and then another 3-game series versus the Dodgers.
If they're not careful, they're going to be...
The Rangers just scored to go on 4-3. Rangers looking to close it here in Game 6.
Oh my God, the White Sox are at 14 wins now.
Wait until we go on a run again and win like 15 straight.
White Sox are 6-4 in the last 10. How about it?
Good for them. The Royals are a game and a half back. Yeah, they're still playing good.
Yeah, them and the White Sox, last 10, have played the best in that division. The Phillies are 8-2 in their last 10. My God.
Yeah, Phillies have been really good.
Rockies been a whale the last 10. 2-8 for the Reds last 10. My God.
It's not good, and we're going to lose the Dodgers tonight, too. It is what it is.
My division parlay is chalked.
What shout out.
Well, the Reds were in it.
The Reds are in it.
Yankees, Dodgers, Royals, Reds. Thanks, Reds.
Yeah.
It's 162.
162 games. We're not dead. We're only eight back.
That was a homer pick from Downing.
We don't have Matt McClain back yet.
Downing didn't tell me to put him in there. I did it myself because I thought they were going to be good.
What's the problem? Pitching or hitting?
Hitting. We have nobody batting over 260.
Oh, God.
So you're telling me Ellie's not helping me in my fantasy league.
Let's go look at the Reds batting average. See who's starting today for the Reds. Go through their lineup today. Let's see. On the season, our leadoff guy's batting 194. Ellie's batting 260. Well, 258, I rounded up. Our third guy's batting 179. Cleanup, 242. 5, 245. 6, 300.
There we go.
7, 230. 8, 200. 9, 167.
8 at bats?
Seriously, Schmidt?
9.
Not necessary, Schmidt.
Yeah, Matt McClain's not back. I mean, we're
can just, see your shit eating grin, Schmidt. I'm talking shit.
Sorry, I shouldn't be chirping the Reds. I mean, I've been there.
I mean, shit.
Yeah, been fucking Royals.
10 years, dude.
Adolo's made of glass, our best pitcher.
Bottom feeders should not be shitting on other bottom feeders.
Well, small market versus small market.
Brother. Well, bottom feeders this year, brother.
Or the off. The Astros still shit. 6-4 in the last 10. They've gotten a little better.
Didn't they just get caught cheating again or something?
Their pitcher got dejected for having sticky stuff on his glove.
Shocker.
The guy that threw a no-hitter first game he pitched of the year.
Oh, yeah. Scratch that no-hitter.
So, yeah, maybe have an asterisk by that one.
Well, they're only five back because the AL West is poo-poo. Oh, my God. The AL West is shit.
The A's, Nick was talking crap on my A's over bet. Hey.
Well, how many wins do you need?
57, I think.
Jesus. They started off really good. They've been bad in their last 10, but they started off the season really good.
Yeah, they did.
Back to reality.
Yeah. You're
if they don't get to 57 after that start, that is rough.
Yeah, they start off pretty good.
You know what's coming up? The trade deadline when they get rid of all their okay players.
Yeah, that's true.
The White Sox no longer the worst record in baseball, too. Good for them.
Yeah, because the A's are going to take it from them.
Well, no. Marlins got a long way, a little bit to go to catch up to the A's at 13 wins.
Who are you guys picking for the PGA? Who's going to win it?
Brooks.
You think Brooks?
Well, no, not count. Can we not count Scotty, who finishes second?
Well, I mean,
I think Scotty's probably. I mean,
you think Scotty's gonna come back?
Dude, I mean, oh yeah, I do. I actually agree with Schmidt. I go Rory.
Rory's on a pair.
I hope Rory, Koepka, Scheffler, or DeChambeau wins it.
I hope DeChambeau tees off and hits Kepka with a straight ball.
Saheed Theegala or Colin Morikawa?
I don't think Xander wins. I don't.
Those live tour bums.
I like DeChambeau though. He's funny.
I've done more now that he's been putting stuff out on like,
on YouTube. Yeah, I know. Me too. Watching his YouTube stuff, he's hilarious. I think I actually like him and Koepka more than they were when they were on the tour. I actually like Brooks now. What's old Dustin Johnson up to? Is he still shit?
He's awful.
What'd he shoot today?
I don't care.
What'd he shoot today? Dude, what was the last one? Was it the Masters, the last one? He was poor.
He was awful. He shot 2 over today.
He's worse than Tiger. He's worse than Tiger.
He's playing for a bag, and he already got that from the live tour.
Tiger actually played pretty decent today.
Yeah, he didn't play bad.
And he's still showing over.
Yeah, I know.
He's washed.
Don't you say that.
I hate to tell you, Schmidt, but his days of winning golf tournaments are long gone.
Stop that.
He got gifted a win by
Stop it.
the idiots that were on tour that one year at the Masters.
Oh, fuck off. Your boy Brooksy was in contention.
Yeah, every single person hit it in the water.
Well, that's not his fault that they folded to the Tiger pressure.
Yes, they folded. They gifted him.
And he fucking was—he was playing good. Though you can't—I mean, you can't. He was playing unreal in that tournament, though.
I mean, he does.
Holmberg, are you saying Tiger's win was scripted?
It might have been scripted.
Oh, here we go. I mean, Holmberg, this is a notorious Tiger hater. He's a Tiger hater.
Yeah, because his dad was a Phil lover.
Yeah, what'd Phil shoot today?
Phil's shot better than. Better than Tiger.
Did he? He was 3 over through 4.
He went on a birdie streak.
Damn.
Let's see where
got it.
Good for Phil. Glad he's out of his gambling debt.
Yeah, he's not kidding.
He's not.
Yeah, he's out of it. He was $50 million in debt, and he got $300 million from Liv. He paid that bitch off.
I can't see. Oh, he didn't. He shot 3 over.
Yeah.
He made 3 birdies out of 4, and then... Oh, he finished with a double on 18 on a par 5.
That's crushing.
Can't be doing that. 15, 16, bogey, bogey, 18, double. Finished 4 over in the last 5 holes. Or 4 holes.
God, you hate to see
that's
it.
Brutal.
Just hate to see it.
Not really.
No, I know. I'm being sarcastic. I don't hate to see it. It's funny. Isn't there like a shit ton of guys at 4 under?
Yeah, a lot of people have 4 and 3 and 2.
Coughley shot a 62 today. That's insane.
There's 46 people at 2 under and better.
What do you think Coughley would shoot at Cary Park in Hutch, Kansas?
I love when we do these. Ask him what he would shoot.
9 under today at the PGA Championship in Valhalla. What do you think he'd make?
If he played at Cary Park,
well, you know, Schmidt.
68. I mean,
a 68, Downey?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's 3 under 68.
Man, I don't know if you watched it, but he made everything, dude.
I know.
68 out of Gary?
Yeah, if we get Xander out of Gary, probably he's shooting a 68.
Not familiar with it.
No.
That's only 3 under at Cary Park.
And if he played with us, I mean, he'd get so much lift.
I think he could shoot 60. I think he should shoot 11 under.
Maybe 67.
He's never seen greens like that.
True.
Yeah, if he saw those ones that I had to play on with sand on him, he'd be fucking pissing himself.
He'd come across the world's largest bunker on hole whatever, 5.
I don't think he'd be
six.
In that.
6 and be shaking, and his knees would be shaking.
If he went in that, on that hole, if he went in the bunker, he'd probably lose his tour card.
Yeah.
Just wait till he gets on hole 2 and he sees how far back those tips are. He would be rattled.
Oh, yeah.
You're saying 60, Holmberg?
Yeah.
60. I'd say 57.
I mean, that's if he played good.
Let's see. What do I shoot normally? A 95? So you probably shoot a 90,
88?
Yeah. No matter where he plays, he still has to hit it close to make putts.
Yeah, there's no chance at Cary Park.
Schmidt, do you think if he let you start...
Right, what would you shoot if you went out to Cary Park right now?
107.
Are you still in your slump?
I'm just bad, yeah.
We can talk about it after the pod.
Schmidt,
along with the people.
Schmidt, do you think if he let you start 100 yards out on every hole?
This is downfall in the world of golf, and this is my rise. I'm on my rise right now.
Can't wait to see you guys play when you come back to town. Yeah. The match. I will have to be there to watch it. You melt down at some point.
Oh, if I was playing Schmidt, I would turn it up.
Hey, Schmidt.
Carter's not losing to Schmidt, I'll tell you.
No. I don't care how bad I'm playing. I'm fine to play.
Schmidt's a head case, dude. There's no way. Carter would dome him up after this third tee box.
I would literally start hitting 9 iron off every tee just to fuck with him.
I'm sharp now. I cannot be phased.
I know you've gotten better at golf, but I don't know if your mental game has gotten any better.
Yeah, you're not factoring in Carter's going to be in your ear the entire...
Yes.
Schmidt,
you would have to have
putting headphones to be able to play competent with him.
Schmidt, that weekend when you come back Dutch, that Friday you're going to have to come back, and Saturday you and Downer are going to have to play.
I agree.
What is wedding that what Saturday?
Yeah. Actually, Carter's sister is getting married that day.
That's just a hard... Yeah, you can't play on that day. That's a hard...
Pretty important day.
Well, there's only Sunday and Monday.
True.
True. Ellsworth National.
Oh, you'd really be in trouble there.
All right.
That's fine. Well, home away from home track.
Good to call there.
Anything else to add to the pod tonight?
No, I have nothing. Tyson Fury's beating Alexander Usyk's ass on Saturday night.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be betting on that.
Fury's...
What's the line?
It's -120 now. Told you, never get the value you got of that month and a half ago. Yeah, I bet it's -140 by Saturday night. Alrighty, well, hopefully they lose all theirs and we hit our immortal lock and we can get back in this thing, Carter.
All right, let's do it.
All right, well, we'll be back next week. Thank you all for listening. Peace.